Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the second day of August 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories, insights from our amateur radio community. Now, we're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group, MF and HF relays 1.860, Graham VK7GS 3.670, Ross VK7ALH 7.140, Gary VK7JGD 14.130, Dale VK7DG 28.525, Tony, VK7VKT, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and HF CB24 with Luke. If you missed it live, catch the replay. Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Now, the RAOTC, the August monthly broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA news, this is another reminder about the broadcast for Monday, the 3rd of August, 2026 at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those who are listening on Sunday. Who invented radio? This question is answered in an article originally written by Paul, VK2APA, and read by John, VK2MK. When mention is made of radio pioneers, names that come to mind include Hertz, Tesla, Marconi, and Popov. In the 1860s, Maxwell predicted the existence of electromagnetic waves, but invention requires demonstration and practical application. Who was Alexander Popov, and what did he demonstrate on the 7th of May, 1895? That date is known as Radio Day in some Eastern Bloc countries. So why is Popov not generally recognized? Well, these questions are addressed in the research made by VK2APA. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA, VK7RHT statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.50 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR 439.775 MHz on the Dazzler range. The broadcast date again is Monday, August the 3rd. Callbacks will follow. Please call in if you're able to. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio files on the RAOTC website. And that's 73's, thanks Peter, VK7PD. Now, WWFF, SOTA, POTA, LALOTA and IOTA, weekly wrap-up. Well, Peter, VK7ZPE, Al, VK7AN, and Rodney, VK7HAM, headed down the Tamar River to the Sidmouth Conservation Area, a 33-hectare bushland reserve located on both sides of the Batman Highway, just before the Batman Bridge. During activation, they logged 54 contacts, making for a very successful and enjoyable activation. Stuart, VK7FADZ, has now returned from his overland track adventure. During the hike, Stuart experienced 3 days of beautiful weather, followed by another 3 days of heavy rain and snow. Along the way, he successfully activated Cradle Mountain, Mount Pillinger, Mount Pelion East, and Mount Pelion West. Stuart said Mount Pelion West was by far the toughest summit, with snow and ice making for a tough 6-hour return trip from the main track. Despite the challenge challenging conditions, he made a total of 27 contacts across the four activations, earning an impressive 52 SOTA points. Stewart also shared some spectacular photos from the trip on the Reist Discord, showcasing both the stunning scenery and the harsh conditions he encountered. Congratulations, Stewart, on a fantastic series of activations in some truly challenging alpine conditions. Well, that's it for another week from Summits and Parks. 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, statewide SSTV nights. A quiet net night that saw the following participants, VK7ZGK, ZAB, AX and EV, all sharing nearly 40 photos. The highlights were Light Rail and Taz Rail in Tasmania and electric trains in the UK. The old North Motton Railway stations that are now at the Miniature Railway near Ulverston, a turkey sculptured letterbox, aircraft flying in formation and a helicopter joyride, demolishing a physics laboratory with a mechanized Newton's cradle and holding up the White Cliffs of Dover, international coffee drinking, and 73s from the Three Capes track. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with four amateurs in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow European countries to a chance to send photos. Note, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site allows anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC website under blogs, and that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, it's that time of year again. It's the Remembrance Day contest. Get ready. Radio amateurs across Tasmania are encouraged to get on the air and help VK7 make a strong showing in the WIA Remembrance Day contest. The RD contest is much more than a competition. It honours the amateur radio operators who made the ultimate sacrifice during the Second World War, while bringing the amateur radio community together in a friendly contest where individuals and teams of up to three operators compete for state pride and some impressive trophies. This year's contest runs from 0300 UTC on Saturday, the 15th of August, until 0300 UTC on Sunday, the 16th of August, with a wide range of operating categories covering most bands and modes, making it easy for anyone to take part. Whether you're a seasoned contester or you've never entered a contest before, the RD contest is an ideal place to start. VK7 has enjoyed outstanding success in recent years, and with strong activity across HF, VHF, UHF and microwave bands, Tasmania is well placed to be highly competitive again. In particular, the triple point bands of 160 meters and 23 centimeters and above can make a significant difference to the final scores. Why not team up with a couple of friends, register your team before the contest begins, and download the latest rules from the WIA website so you know exactly how the contest operates. Good logging is just as important as good operating. The contest manager recommends the N1MM logger, although VKCL can still be used provided the submitted log is updated to the Cabrillo version 3 format. Helpful conversation and log checking utilities are available on Alan Shannon's VK4SN's website, and whatever logging software you choose, be sure to carefully check your final log before submitting it. During the contest, listen for activity on the usual calling frequencies, including 52525, 146.5, 439 and 1296.1 115 megahertz FM, along with 50.15, 144.15, 432.15, and 1296.2 megahertz upper sideband, while the HF bands will also be alive with stations across Australia. Good luck, and we hope to hear you on the air during the RD contest. And that's 73s from Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL news. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau at 31st of July 2026 is in the email version of the broadcast. Now, Herman has been asked a few times about sending out QSL cards. It's up to each amateur to send out their personal QSL cards. You can only use the WIA Outwards Bureau service if you're a financial member of the WIA. Your cards should be sent to the manager of the Outwards Bureau at the following address, and they must be sorted alphabetically by DXCC country order and sent to PO Box 66, Boolaroo, New South Wales 2284. Any questions, please email to westyh@aussiemail.com.au. That's 73s from Herman, a VK7HW, who's the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now, bookings are open. The countdown is on for the Tassieham Econ 2026, and bookings are officially open. Now, remember this year's theme, Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity and Connection, captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best, where experimentation, innovation and lifelong learning come together. Humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates that tradition while looking firmly into the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. The conference program is built around the four major streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures; Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation; Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose and where amateur radio goes next. The Tassieham Econ 2026 takes place on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned, making it a full weekend of radio learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. 73 is from the conference organizing group. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, news from the north. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 o'clock midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73s from Al, VK7AN. Now, NTARC. For club members' information, this week's Wednesday Technical Night will feature the item we ran out of time to show at the last session. While Britain was retiring BBC Radio 4 Long Wave at sites like Droitwich, Wester Glen and Burghead, citing aging infrastructure, a bit like me really, high costs and changing technology, something quite different has been happening in North Queensland near the township of Brandon, where a medium wave transmitter site has been rebuilt. Unfortunately, we see the dropping of a magnificent piece of broadcast history. 198-metre capacitive top hat antenna constructed in 1959. As sad it is to watch a tower or antenna come down, in this case, it was necessary so the site could be modernised. The station's 630 kHz AM transmitter, running 50 kilowatts, is now coupled to a brand new 236-metre vertical radiating element. For information, and those of us who can remember, a capacitive top hat antenna is the same principle that the OTC antenna used, which adorned the top of the Domain in Hobart. Only this one is much, much taller. This is a short video presentation from Wade, VK4WM, and is summed up in his own words. Broadcasting information is not obsolete just because it's old. Sometimes old technology survives for one very simple reason. It still does the job. See you Wednesday night. Now, upcoming events. CW course every Wednesday night, 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7.30. And your CW coach for the evening is Nick VK7WW. On-air test and technical gathering, Wednesday nights from 3.567 MHz from 7.30. Any takers? Clubroom technical night. The next session will be Wednesday the 5th of August and will commence at the usual time of 6.30 at the clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee mornings still held every Friday at the club rooms. NTARC time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Now, the club general meeting is on Saturday the 8th of August at 2 p.m., held at the club rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall. And if you have any items you'd like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@ntarc.net. No later than Friday, the 7th of August. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's 73s from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Incorporated. Now, news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August presentation night, an NTP GPS clock project. August is our REST project build month. The project is a feature-packed NTP GPS clock designed by Richard VK2ARH from the Manly Warringah Radio Society and adapted for REST by Dave VK7CB. The project delivers an accurate shack clock that automatically synchronizes using network time protocol, that's the NTP bit, and automatically adjusts for daylight saving, displays both local time and UTC, and can be expanded with GPS, environmental sensors, LiPo battery operation, and a 13.8 volt DC operation. Additional features include weather information, Wi-Fi status, automatic display dimming, multiple time zones, Maidenhead grid locator configurable displays and software upgrades, making it an ideal companion for the home shack, portable operating or SOTA activations. I want one! The basic clock can be assembled in around an hour and is suitable for builders with basic soldering skills, while the operational modules allow members to customize the clock to suit their operating style. Whether you're timing contest exchanges, logging portable contacts, or simply want an accurate UTC display in the shack, this project packs an impressive range of capabilities into a compact passage. The exclusive REST build project is available only to REST members. Oh poo! Richard, VK2ARH, will present the project, explain its design and demonstrate its capabilities at the REST presentation night on Wednesday the 5th of August 2026 from 7:30 p.m. The presentation will also be streamed, making it easy for members around Tasmania and beyond to join in. 73s from the REST committee. Now, by popular demand, our August REST Forum night will be a dialogue with the WIA. Two directors, Peter VK4EA and Justin VK7TW, will be providing a short presentation on what the WIA undertaking at the moment is and the way ahead, and then opening it up for members' questions and answers. Ever wondered what the peak body representing amateur radio is up to and what they've planned for the future? Here's your chance to ask those nagging questions you have. It happens Wednesday, August the 12th from 7.30 and will be streamed. Hope to see you there, and that's 73s from the REST committee. Now, Wednesday Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night saw another diverse night of contact. We started with Warwick VK7WOZ and his first time project in the studio, and he brought along his electronics project 200 number 1 from Radio Shack Science Fair, and we took a look at the manual and project. points. Thanks, Warwick. Ron, VK7ME, took us through his SMPSU case for an HP SMPSU with Anderson connectors, voltmeter, and a new switch. Ron also redesigned a banana socket to Anderson converter. Thanks, Ron. Hayden, VK7AH, HH, talked about the desiccant relative humidity challenge with his recently printed spool center desiccant holders and serial storage containers with printed desiccant holders and humidity meter holder. Hayden's also printed a replica bamboo spool successfully. Thanks, Hayden. Justin, VK7TW, then showed his shelving clips that he designed and printed and a wire holder print in print place print. The topography of the Derwent Valley and a print in place fidget tool. And we then did a Tassie Ham Ecom promotion and reviewed the AR magazine volume 94 number 3, and then finished off with space, weather, training and events. We go into recess for probably 3 weeks, as we may have the Reist project build night on Wednesday the 19th August 2026. So see you back in the studio on Wednesday the 26th of August. That's 73s from the Reist committee. Now there's the training, Reist training and assessment update. If you're thinking about amateur radio license and upgrading to the next level, Reist continues to offer regular training and assessment days for all Australian amateur license levels. The next foundation training and assessment day will be held on Saturday, the 22nd of August, 2026. The standard, advanced and regulations assessments are held on alternate months, with the next session on Saturday, the 19th of September, 2026. So if you're planning to attend, please contact the learning organiser, Justin, VK7TW, as soon as possible by emailing reist.assessor@gmail.com. You'll also find the full training schedule on the Reist events page, along with a free learning resources, a range of them, including the popular Foundation License Training video series on the Reist YouTube channel. To help build your confidence before assessment day, don't forget to try the WIA's online foundation trial exam with links available in the text edition of this broadcast. Whether you're taking your first step into amateur radio or upgrading your qualifications, the Reist training team is ready to help you succeed. 73s from Justin, VK7. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, in September, we have a very special presentation night here at Reist that will be occurring a little later in the month than normal. On Wednesday, the 23rd of September, from 7:30, we will have Mogens Andersen in the club rooms to give us a presentation on the ADSB support service. For those who are in the know, Mogens is the Chief Operating Officer of the ADSB support organisation that's based in Denmark, and they supply ADSB receivers all over the world to amateurs, non-amateurs and many other areas to receive the signals from aircraft and feed it into the various aircraft tracking systems around the world. Save the date, September the 23rd from 7:30. 73s from the Reist Committee. Technology news. Hey, Australian scientists are developing a new quantum technology that could keep critical communications, navigations and timing systems operating even when the GPS and other global navigation satellite systems, or GNSS signals, are jammed or spoofed. Researchers at CSIRO have built two portable quantum light source devices as part of a Defence Science and Technology Group project aimed at making Australia's timing systems far more resilient. Modern communications networks, power grids, banking systems, transport and emergency services all rely on incredibly accurate timing signals transmitted by navigation satellites. However, those weak satellite signals are becoming increasingly increasingly vulnerable to deliberate interference. Jamming blocks the signals completely, while spoofing sends false timing or location information that can mislead receivers. CSIRO's new quantum approach uses pairs of entangled photons to create a secure timing link between the ground and satellites, because quantum states are extremely sensitive to interference, and any attempt to intercept or tamper with the signal is detected immediately, allowing the system to switch to a secure alternative. And while the project is initially focused on defense applications, the benefits extend well beyond the military. A resilient, quantum, secure timing system could protect the communications, broadcasting, transport, emergency management, and critical infrastructure that society depends on every day. For amateur radio operators, it's another fascinating example of how advances in radio science and quantum physics continue to shape the future of communications technology. Thanks to Bob Wallace, editor of Critical Comms, for the original article, and Arthur Inglis for bringing this interesting development to the attention of the amateur radio community. And that's sourced from the Critical Comms web e-zine. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. REAST 6-meter AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30. And that's myself who will be doing that little number. On-air test and technical net gathering Wednesday nights on 3.567 from 7:30 p.m. Any takers? NTARC technical night session Wednesday the 5th of August from 6:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. And don't forget the coffee mornings held every Friday in the club rooms from 10 a.m. to midday at Rochalie. Now, Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 meters, VK7 RMD and All Star node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net 144.190 upper sideband. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North South link on VK7 RF, VK7 RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7 RJG on 438.55 with a -7 MHz offset. And in the south, VK7 RAF 146.650 MHz with -600 kHz and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz. To link the RAF north-south plus VK7 AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7 RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area, another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using the Q65-60B code. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, stations in the south on the even minute. And don't forget the Sewing Circle net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. VK7 other events, REAST 5th of August, NTP GPS clock build project presentation by Richard, VK2 ARH in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed from 7:30. NTARC General Club meeting 8th of August 2 p.m. NTARC Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. That's where it is at 2 p.m. REAST 12th of August forum night dialogue with the WIA in the club rooms and streamed from 7:30. REAST 23rd of September is the ADSB support presentation from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms. VK from the 7th to the 8th of November. Don't forget the Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference at UTAS Sandy Bay. Now, a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7PD. repeaters Reist, Entark, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 meters, VK7GS, 80 meters, VK7DG, 40 meters, VK7ALH, 20 meters, VK7TW, 10 meters, VK7JGD. Now, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC and Luke. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. And a big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT, and UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories, or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Now, stay tuned for callbacks on this frequency with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.